is letter 1478 in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 5, and this is Baruch Hashem dated on the Beis Nissan, second day of Nissan, Tovshin Beis, Brooklyn. Shalom Avrocha. The Rebbe says, I was pleasantly found out from the leadership of the yeshiva Torah Emes, which by the way is yeshiva I went to for Shlichus over there, about how they are studying both the revealed part, Hasidus part, and may it be the will of Hashem that it should be with success, and they should grow higher and higher in the study of Torah with Yerushalayim, that would be befitting to the wishes of our leaders, our holy rebbes, with the titles for the rebbes. But together with this, it must always be in front of your eyes that which has been articulated in many places in the teachings of Hasidus, that as far as another person goes, you have an obligation, every Jew has an obligation, to always find a merit, not to judge the other person. If you look also in the letter that was written in the end of the Kuntras, that booklet which is published for Beis Nissen, Tovshin Beis, and Chutz Chotzo. So for another person, you should always find an excuse, find a benefit, give them the benefit of the doubt. But as opposed to yourself, when it comes to yourself, a person needs to stand very strong, demand that in a way that there should be a real expectation. You know that we have only a specific amount of days that we have here. Yomim yutzorv le'echad behem. So that means that there are days that were given to each one. Not even one instant should go be wasted. And that means that if you go and you spend one instant, one second of your life, and you don't fill it with the contents of Torah and mitzvahs, so number one, it's a loss that you can never get back. That minute that you lost, that minute, that second you lost, will never come back. And number two, the most important part of it is that the King of Kings, Melech Malchim Lachos Baruch Hu, gave him such a precious gift, an instant of this time, and you did not use it in a way that is fitting to the will of Hashem Yisbarach. It's as if you're saying, oh, the gift that you gave me doesn't mean anything to me. Here I gave it to you, a gift. Why don't you use it? Right? Don't need to expand on this. As far as it relates to us, even though that it seems like the leadership of the yeshiva is pretty satisfied from the way they conduct themselves and the way they study, but this is not to apply what they should expect from themselves. The Rebbe is talking to the students. They should expect to themselves. And they should look at all this to go higher in the level with blessings for success in the study of Nigla and Chassidus and the festival of Pesach, HaKosher V'Sameach, HaKosher, and a happy Pesach. So the Rebbe says, excuses is good for them.